This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. We may be a comic duo, but we take mental health very serious. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service and is completely online. BetterHelp is a network with over 30,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, answer a few questions, and BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network.
You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/amp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/amp.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
He'll like that.
I know. He had a little cry, he said.
Oh, because it was a big surprise for the Portillos?
Yeah, he told me a few days ago, he's like, man, I really want a beef. He's like, I miss having my truck because all he has is the Grom, so he can't. And the closest Portillo's is Orlando.
Oh,
it's over an hour away, you know?
Yeah.
So he's like, I can't drive the Grom all the way out there. So I'm like, I'll send you some.
Aw.
Yeah.
You're such a good friend to people.
I try.
Yeah.
You know, everybody always takes care of me, so everyone's always defending me. So. Let's not talk about that.
Oops. You know what? We are going to talk about it.
We can't.
I never do that. I don't know what made me think that I needed to defend you.
Yeah.
Like, you're just fine. You handle everything on your own always.
The thing is I, yes, I am a people pleaser, but at the same time, I have no problem saying no.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought you were going to have a hard time saying no, and so I turned around and said something. You just looked at me. We had a funny situation this weekend, and I don't know why I did that. So I even kept me up all night. I had to apologize to you on Sunday
morning. I know, and I knew it was gonna, and I felt bad about that because it was no big deal.
It wasn't a big deal.
It wasn't a big deal.
But I knew
you were going to fucking think about it
all. But of course I was
night.
Analyzing it.
I know.
Saying,
I know.
Why did I do that? There's no reason why I did that.
I know.
She's just fine. She doesn't need me. But I felt very, like I said, I felt very protective of you. I don't know why.
Funny.
Just whatever.
Yeah.
But
all right.
Another thing that I want to talk about, and I texted you earlier today and said, can we record for anxiety as well?
Yeah.
Is because we saw someone when we were out over the weekend, and it was someone that I have known for a very long time, like I think since grade school. And as soon as they walked away, Bestie said, that's the one that so-and-so dated.
Yeah.
And it was not a great relationship.
Right.
And it was because of the other person, not her friend. And I said, oh, I would never have thought that.
Right.
Or I didn't think he was like that. And
right.
You immediately said,
we never know what happens. Excuse me. We never know what happens behind closed doors.
Right.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm thinking about that, not in a bad way, but
yeah.
I was thinking about that because my immediate reaction was like, huh, that story surprises me. I can't imagine that he would be like that, and blah, blah, blah. And, but, you know, this is how we get into the whole victim shaming and victim blaming and, oh, well, I didn't know him to be like that. And well, I'm just going to say he because that was the, like, example, okay?
Right.
I mean, obviously, it can go both ways, but.
Gosh, sorry. I have,
like,
a frog
Drink your
in
water.
My throat.
Drink your water. I'm going to eat a Starburst while you're chatting.
I'm going to assume. Hold on, let me drink my water.
We talk normal all day long until we have to record. Then it's like, really?
Okay, here I am now. I'm going to assume, right, this is total assumption, that your parents fought growing up, but did they ever get into physical altercations?
No.
No,
mm-mm.
Right.
No.
So that was something that I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was a single mom a lot. But she always had boyfriends, you know. Some were really good to us. You know, one was my stepdad for a while. But there was some nasty ones in between. And I'll never forget, I was probably, I'd say I was probably about five. And somebody was banging on our door. It was at nighttime. And my mom told us, go into the kitchen. And we went into the kitchen. We're sitting at a table just like this. But I can look and see the front door. And my sister's trying to get me to read a book and not pay attention to what's going out there. And my mom opened the door and beat the ever-living shit out of this drunk guy that she was dating at the time that was basically trying to break into the house,
wow.
right? Like, my mom knew he was drunk and, like, didn't want to let him in. So, you know, she was telling him to go away, kept banging on the door, whatever. That's when she told us to go in the kitchen. And she had, it was like a, almost like a rod that you would put in a closet to mm-hmm. hang your clothes on, mm-hmm. like that thick. So, you know.
Yeah.
And she knocked his ass out and then drug him outside and called the cops and was like, he's passed out on my front porch.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was something. So I think that's why when people tell me stories like that, like, I'm never surprised.
Sure, sure.
You know, and like how people act in public could be totally different than how they act at home
yeah.
when they're alone. Nobody's watching. Nobody's mm-hmm. there to judge. You know, I don't know.
I was talking about the conversation with Julia, my daughter.
Yeah.
And I said that, you know, it's similar to social media.
Yeah.
Because I had a friend who posted all the time, happy, happy, happy. This is my beautiful life.
Right.
On all the platforms.
Yeah.
And she was actually, you know, physically and mentally abused and, you know, verbally abused and all that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's
and
so
you would
scary.
Never know. Because you see it. And, you know, I wasn't close with her. So I say friend, but I mean like Facebook friend.
Right.
And then all of a sudden we hear that, you know, she's in the hospital because yeah. something really bad happened or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, and I also was in a relationship where there was like mental abuse where
yeah.
it was like, and it's in my third book that's out, go buy it. Anxiety Makes Me Poop Too. That talks about how this relationship was, they were telling me that, well, your parents are no good for you. Your family's no good for you. You're going to see that we are the better ones.
Right.
We are the stable ones. We're the foundation that you're going to be following. It makes me so mad to even think about it right now.
That doesn't even make me mad. It makes me sad.
Yeah. It makes me mad because
people act that way.
Yeah. Yes. Because it was a few years of listening to that. Oh, well, you know, they're not religious like us and they're not this like us and they don't do family yeah. events and, you know, it's just very unhealthy for all of us to be around them. And it was just a very big struggle. And
yeah.
fortunately, I wasn't very mentally healthy at that time. So I could have easily went that way. But fortunately, my family wasn't bad.
Right.
And I had their backing, you know, where they had my back and they were, you know, helping me out through it all.
Yeah.
And so I knew that what these people were saying were manipulative.
Right.
And, you know,
I just can't understand ever wanting to control somebody like that.
And they
that.
Did, including yeah. the person I was dating, including his parents
yeah.
and his family. And it was,
it's like culty.
It is a little bit culty.
Yeah.
100%. I have used that word before a few times in therapy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I and then I went just the opposite. Then I wouldn't listen to anything anyone said. So then, you know, you just kind of go and, you know.
Well, I feel like when you're put in a position like that and then you almost don't know who to trust.
Yes, that's exactly
so
what happened.
You have to go your own way and say, I'm going to freaking figure this out on my own.
Yeah.
Can't trust them. I don't know if I can trust my family because now he's making or they are making me question it.
Yep.
You know, so that's a very scary situation
then
to be
put in.
Then you
don't trust yourself.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, is this the right way? And then it's like you just constantly have forks
yeah.
in the roads where you're like right or left. I mean, I used to tell people if I didn't have bad luck, I didn't have any luck at all because
yeah.
that's how bad it was
right.
for a couple of years after that. So
I
physical,
feel,
emotional,
yeah.
mental abuse, all of that really.
Yeah.
I don't know. And they, you know, they say that the scars and bruises go away. It's the mental that's the worst. It's all, to
it's
me,
all
it's
bad.
All bad. It's all
I mean,
bad. There is no comparison.
I would agree that mental health is just as bad as, or mental abuse, I mean.
Yeah.
Is
like
just
verbal.
As bad as physical abuse because, you know, those are wounds you don't see. You know,
yeah.
if you show up with a black eye, your friends are going to be like, what the hell's going on?
Yep.
But if, you know, it's a little harder if you're just not calling or texting because there's so many excuses you could use for that.
Yeah.
You know, so because you're sitting at home depressed or whatever, you know. But yeah, it's, I'm grateful, you know, I haven't had a lot of relationships with guys in my life, but the couple like long-term mm-hmm. real boyfriends that I've had, like I feel like I've always been pretty good at choosing people,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's only like one guy that like we didn't end on good terms, and it's still like it's not even that bad.
Yeah.
Like we just decided we wanted to do different things, mm-hmm. you know? He wanted to start a family. I didn't want to do that, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm very grateful that I've never had anybody try to control me or put me down or tell me, you know, they're the only ones that love me and my family doesn't or my friends don't. Mm-hmm. And like, I couldn't imagine. My friends are like they're my support team, mm-hmm. you know? So I can't imagine thinking that they're against me.
Yeah. And see, I'm just the opposite.
Yeah.
I've had one good relationship and I married him.
Yeah.
You know, 24 years lady. Lady.
24 years later. You're only 24? No. Yeah, I know. You're lucky.
I went through some hard times. I had different things. I had physical, I had emotional, I had verbal, I had anything you can think of.
You know, so. And I think I learned a lot from my mom's relationships, mm-hmm. right? I knew that was something I didn't want.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking about this today because you had texted me earlier and said, hey, we're going to talk about what goes on behind closed doors. When I was in third grade, maybe, it had to be second or third grade,
mm-hmm.
I had this teacher and she was so dainty and like frail looking.
Yeah.
She was just such a tiny little woman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the time in second grade, you think, oh, she's a grown up. She was probably 30,
mm-hmm.
maybe not even 30 at the time. And her husband was like a bodybuilder, mm-hmm. and he beat the shit out of her.
Yeah.
And we all knew it. I mean, I was in second grade,
mm-hmm.
and she would show up with random bruises, her arm in a cast, black eyes, you know, mm-hmm. and she always had an excuse. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, boom, she was gone. Like she was pregnant for a while, I remember. And I thought, he's beating her and she's got a baby in her belly, you know, like
a third grader, second grade.
Yeah. I was just appalled.
Man.
And then I think she never came back after maternity leave. And I thought, she's dead, you know, like she's gone.
Have you ever looked her up or no?
I haven't. Like, I know her last name, but I never knew her first name.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I could probably find her, like, in a yearbook, uh-huh. you know? But I honestly, I'm scared to find out
what happened.
Like, I don't want to, I want to, in my heart,
mm-hmm.
think that she got out of that and mm-hmm. went on and lived her life, you know? Yeah. Who knows if it's true, but that's my naive ass
mm-hmm.
wanting to believe that.
Yeah. It's very hard to leave.
Yeah.
It's very hard to leave. No one can understand it unless they were in the situation.
Yeah.
Because they tell you, there's nothing else out there.
Yeah.
I'm it for you, you know, and then you're just, you think that.
No one will love you.
You get brainwashed.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I had one that said, you know, you're fat and ugly. No one else is going to want you, so you better just keep dating me.
Yeah.
You know, it was bad. It was bad.
That is so sick.
It was very, very bad.
Yeah.
So anytime I laugh about my low self-esteem, I do have true reasons.
Right, right.
I had a friend that I worked with many, many years ago, right after I married Steve. And we were really good friends. We would go out often. And, you know, Friday nights would be like maybe happy hour or something. And then she met someone during happy hour. And so he started coming around. Immediately, I could tell that he didn't like me.
Yeah.
And he, you know, I would have a conversation and we would be laughing and, you know, goofy stuff. You know, we were in our 20s, you know, having a great time. And he would actually turn his back to me while I was trying to speak to her, or I would try to get him in the conversation because her and I were so close.
Yeah.
It would be like you and me talking and someone coming up and then like turning their, like someone that we really didn't know, turning their back on me to talk to you to try to get your attention when we've already got this relationship. That's how I was with my friend. And I noticed it right away. And you know, any little thing that I would say, he would downplay it sort of like, you know, oh, then no, that's not how it is. Or, well, no, I don't agree with that. Or, you know, just anything like that. And then would turn to her and tell her what he thought the story was.
Yeah.
And so,
two
Fridays in a row of that, I had had enough because I just don't put up with that kind of stuff. I just don't like it. You know, you don't want me around. That's fine. I told my friend, no. So then, you know, every week it would be like, hey, why don't we go out? You know, without, oh no, we already have plans. Or so she distanced, you know, and I'm guessing it was because of him.
Yeah.
So I found out she got married and I wasn't invited.
To him?
I was, yes. And friends at work, a couple friends at work actually went to the wedding, but I was never invited. So then I texted her and I said, hey, congratulations. I heard you got married. I apologize that we're no longer friends. And I heard, you know, all this kind of stuff. And she just kind of shared that he thought that I was just too much. And, you know, I was a bad influence on her. All this kind of stuff. And I was just like, okay. Like, I knew exactly what the situation was.
Yeah.
I was just too outgoing and he just wanted to keep her right under his. And, you know, I also was going to look her up too to kind of see if there was anything, but
yeah.
And she had gotten pregnant right away and then boom, another. So it was almost like he just held on to her. And so I have no idea what happened behind closed doors, but it was very obvious. The start of it.
The control. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like if Johnny said, hey, I really don't like you hanging out with that person. Like, I get a weird vibe from them. I would like trust, but verify. Yep. Right. Like because first of all, me and Johnny just said the other day, like, there's not many people we don't like.
Right.
So if we don't like you, there's a true reason of why. So I would trust him. But like, if I just started dating a guy and I've been friends with you for 2 years, I'm gonna be like, hold on, brother, back up off my girl. You know, she knows me better than you do, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, that's so weird. Just like I said, my friends, they're my team, you know, they're my tribe. Like, I do anything for my people.
That's why I don't understand when there's girlfriends as well. Let's just say, cause I only know female relationships. Right. And they let like someone else come in and then that person kind of runs the circle.
Yeah.
A little bit, you know, oh, but she's so fun. And then all of a sudden one other person gets knocked off of that circle.
It's funny. It's because, you know, I have to relate everything that we talk about to something that I'm doing in life right
now. Absolutely.
And that's Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
And that's Paris on Gilmore Girls. She always has to be the leader of everything. You know, like, she has to be in charge. And, like, Rory was put in charge of this project, and it was not okay with Paris, you know? Yeah. And it's, like, to be that controlling, I could never.
So when I was in this relationship, I had to drop all my friends. I couldn't really hang out with anyone. I would try to reach out, but everyone was doing their own thing. They were getting married, having kids, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so I just kind of like floated in his world for a while. And I remember after we broke up, I was like, well, maybe I'll reach out to a couple friends. And I called one friend and we talked for a few minutes and I hung up and then the phone rang again and I answered and it was her. And she said, you know, I got to tell you something. You kind of just like dropped everybody a couple years ago. And so I really just don't want to be your friend.
Aww.
But back then no one understood abuse. Yeah. I don't think, at least in my world, it wasn't really like, and I didn't know how to reach out and be like, I'm so sorry. It was him, you know, cause would she even believe it or whatever? Right. And I mean, I actually still see her now and we have a regular conversation. We don't talk all the time. You know,
so did you ever try to tell her?
Yeah, I can't remember that part.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think I was just so shocked at, because we talked about getting together and then we hung up and then she called back immediately. Like, maybe that
was like, nah.
And she was like, you know what? I got to tell you, no.
Yeah.
I don't want this.
I feel like that would be part of your healing journey from it if you had a conversation with her about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like, hey, man, like, I really, like, I didn't mean to do that. And I don't know whether you believe me or not, but I have to get it off my chest that.
Yeah.
He was a terrible person and I didn't recognize it. And I'm sorry that I dropped off the face of the
earth. Never let me go out with anybody.
No.
I tried to make plans and then it was like, well, no, I have this. So you can't go do that. Yeah. You know, so then it was like on their side.
And now we always do different things. All right. Yeah. We're going to. Now we always are like, yeah, just pick us up here at this time.
Yeah. Can I also say that then I married someone completely the opposite who just trusts everything I do. He's fine with everything I do. I got him on Fine Friends. We have each other on Fine Friends.
Yeah.
And then like Saturday night we went out. He was like, nah, I'm staying home.
Yeah.
You go do your thing. When you're ready to get picked up, call me. I called him at 8:45. I'm like, I've been drinking all day. I'm done. Yep. I'm tired. And he was there. I'll meet you there.
I know. And I was like, you better call me when you get in the car.
And I didn't call you.
And then I called you and you're like, yeah, I'm home. And I'm like, you bitch. I've been wandering the streets like, Meredith, where are you?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. But yeah. And I think Johnny's the same way. He's just like, just be safe, basically. They just want us to come home is what it is.
Right.
Safely and all in one piece. And, you know.
Well, I feel like our husbands know, like, we can barely stand them. Why would we want a different dude in our life?
This is very true.
I told Johnny one time, I was like, if you think that I want another man in my life bothering me all the time, poking at me all the time,
yep,
wanting me to make dinner all the time, you are crazy. You think I got energy for two of you?
I just keep hearing stories of friends that are, again, single, you know, maybe yeah, going through a divorce. They're our age, 30s, 40s, yeah, and they're talking about, like, the dating pool out there.
Oh, God, I couldn't imagine.
I tell Steve, I said, keep yourself healthy because I am never, ever dating again. Nothing.
I will not.
Nope. No way. I'm done.
I will turn into a nun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't even know. Yeah, I can't.
I just can't do
it. I know.
It.
I have friends, too, that are, like, dating. There's one friend that I really want him to come on this show, and I don't know if he ever will, but he's dating right now, and mm-hmm, I'm just like, oh, man, I feel for you.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine.
Not saying that everyone's bad, but what I've been hearing is it's not great.
Well, it's not even that everybody's bad. It's just awkward.
It is.
Like, it's awkward when you're 40 and you try to find somebody to hang out with, like, that has similar likes and... Like, I told him, I was like, you know, because he says, why don't you come out and be my wingman, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't really like talking to people, you know? Yeah, and he's like, what are you talking about? You have two podcasts, you know? I'm like, I'm talking to a microphone to Meredith, you know?
Right, right.
But then I was like, why don't you just, like, go out to, like, your local bar and, like, find the local bar fly and just wait, you know?
Yeah,
and he was like, oh, yeah, me sitting at the bar. Can you imagine that? And I sent him this GIF, and it was, like, Nicki Minaj with, like, stank face, and I was like, that's you sitting at the bar. He does. He has, like, resting bitch face.
Oh,
so, like,
no.
He's so unapproachable, like, if you just caught him off guard, you know?
I feel like I would be like that. Yeah. I feel like I have that face, too.
But, like, he's such a nice, sensitive, fun person.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it's like, if you got to know him, you'd probably like him, but
you guys introduced me to someone on Saturday and I said, it's nice to meet you. He goes, why are you so serious? I was like, I guess that's my face.
That is so funny. Who did we introduce you to?
The tall guy. Johnny's friend.
That's funny. Why are you so serious? You know what? That sounds like him. Cause he's pretty laid back guy himself too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as we always say with every episode, if you can't get out, try to get some help. You know,
it's scary. I don't know.
Right.
Like, I think of the movie The Help.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Where the one...
Poop pie.
Well, yeah. But the one made her husband's beaten her, mm-hmm, you know? And the blonde girl, I can't remember any of their names, I'm sorry. But the blonde girl's, like, fixing her up a little bit, mm, and she's like... I don't know, if it was me, I'd give it right back to him, you know? And it's like she did. She knocked his ass out with a frying pan one day. Like, you are stronger than you think.
Yeah.
Maybe not physically, always, but hopefully mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, if you can. Take steps, do what you can. But, yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Let's go record the Clopin Effect.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
Bye.